My brothers and sisters in Christ, in this last days of Advent, the liturgy points us more to contemplate, to reflect on the life of Joseph and Mary, and also our dearest Lord, the God made man to become like one of us in order to lift us up, to redeem us out of our own misery, out of those moments which we may have felt that we're not experiencing him, out of sin. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, as I reflected on the readings for today, a thought came to me, and that was the words of Archbishop Fulton Sheen. He did say that, yes, the Savior of the world, the Creator of the world, the one in whom the world was made to come into being, came into his own creation but did not find a place to stay. There was no room in the inn. There was no place, no room for him. He became man and come into his very creation, but he found nowhere to rest his head. Why is this very important for us? Well, because we are in a preparation stage, an awaiting moment for him to be born in a couple of days. When he comes, will he find room in our hearts? When he comes, will he be comfortable just coming to us, to dwell in us? We look at the life of Saint Joseph, and we see that there was sometimes, you know, that difficult moment of perceiving the presence of God. It wasn't easy for him to accept it, just like any of us. Sometimes we happen to experience God in ways that we don't really want it to happen that way. I don't just want it this way, but it is God. Joseph, at the end of it, decided to listen to the words of the angel. Decided to listen to God, and God manifested himself to him in a more beautiful way. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we are also invited to listen, because in the busyness of our own world and time, it is very difficult to listen to Jesus, to listen to the words of God, to listen to the Holy Spirit, to listen to that small, still voice whispering to us, come, and I will give you rest. Come, and I will give you peace. Come, and I will fulfill all the desires, the longing of your heart. In our busy world, it's very difficult to listen. But the moment we listen, the moment we bring ourselves to his presence, then we begin to see him do that which he had originally intended to do in our lives. So we see beautifully expressed in the life of Joseph. Yes, there will be a time we have to ask questions. There would be a time where we have to say, Lord, I don't understand you. I don't understand what's going on in my life or in my family. But I think I can trust you because of what you have done, of what I have heard about from the beginning of time, his incarnation down to his death on Calvary over 2,000 years ago. Is his way of trying to express to us that we can truly trust in him. Is a way of trying to relate to us that yes, When you open your heart, I am going to dwell in it. I am going to be there. I read about a story of a young boy who, in the slums of Calcutta, the sisters of Mother Teresa were trying to put up a gospel play. And they asked this boy, this child, to play the role of the innkeeper. What he was supposed to say was to be, "Well, I'm sorry, there is no room in the inn." So that was what the boy was supposed to tell St. Joseph and Mary and, you know, the baby. So this boy said, "Well, I don't think I can say that to St. Joseph." Sister had to convince him that it was just a play. Please just say it. And when the time came for the boy to play his role, he said, "Sorry, there is no room in the inn, but if you'd like a cup of water, you can come in." That might look strange, but how can he say that? What was the point? Well, each and every one of us, most of the time, the Lord wants to dwell in us. Sometimes he wants to come to us. But many times we don't even allow him even a little cup of water, even a small aspect of our lives, for him to just come and dwell. Here is this little boy. He accepted. He just said, "Well, it's impossible right now, but I think I could still, you know, squeeze a place. I could still give you something, even if you cannot really come here. I don't have a room." Sometimes that's what the Lord really wants of us. Because when we give him a place, when we are able to provide for him in his own weakness, remember, he feeds us on this altar and expects us to feed him outside in the people that we encounter every day. That's what he does. So he allowed himself to become weak. He allowed himself to become thirsty so that we give him water to drink. He allowed himself to be placed in a manger. He allowed himself to be enclosed in that tabernacle. But yet, he's the creator of all. He allowed himself to be treated that way, crucified, hung there on that cross, fastened to the wood of the cross. He allowed himself to go through this because of the love that he has for all of us. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, what we can reflect on this day or this week as we are about to celebrate his birth would be, if the Lord come, as he's always done, will he find in your heart, in my heart, a room to dwell?